Good morning. I'm Michelle Marquis. Thanks so much for listening to Sonoma County Focus. On the line with me is Therese Crutcher Marin. She is the chair of the San Francisco Bay Area affiliate for the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So tell us, let's start our conversation by giving us an overview. What is Huntington's disease?
Huntington's disease is a very rare, fatal, genetic brain disorder, and it has all the symptoms of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and ALS simultaneously. Mm. And it strikes young, usually between 30 and 50, during people's prime working years. And since it's genetic, if you have a parent with the disease, you have a 50% chance of inheriting the mutated Huntington gene that causes the disease. So there's about 41,000 people in the United States that have the disease, and there's about 200,000 that live at risk, which is like my family. My husband's mother had HD, and so my husband and his three sisters, they all lived at risk and didn't know if they got the gene or not because they didn't want to be tested because it's kind of like a death sentence.
Right.
And unfortunately, my three sister-in-laws have all passed away from HD complications, and I'm a retired healthcare professional and took care of them over 24 years. And it's just, there is juvenile Huntington's disease also, which is just awful. I call this the cruelest disease on the planet because it's a very long, progressive disease process between 10 and 20 years.
Wow. And it also sounds like as a combination with the symptoms from ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's, that it really leaves no stone unturned.
Right, right. And because there is no cure for it, HDSA has 55 chapters and affiliates across the United States. All run by volunteers like myself, and we work to raise money and awareness of this disease because it's such a small population. Most people don't even know about Huntington's disease; they never heard of it.
Yeah, yeah. And you wrote a book about your experience. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, my title is Watching Their Dance: Three Sisters, a Genetic Disease, and Marrying into a Family at Risk for Huntington's. So it's a nonfiction memoir, and it's John, my husband John, and my love story while living in the shadow of HD. Because something like this can break you apart. But I made a decision to marry him knowing that he had HD in his family. But it made our bond so strong because I could lose him tomorrow. He could start having symptoms at 30, you know, and not being able to work and all. So it really created this special love and bond between us because we didn't know what was going to happen tomorrow. But we lived mindfully. We loved deeply. And luckily, my husband tested negative.
When did John decide to get tested?
Well, about 3 years ago, both of our kids got engaged to be married. And John never wanted to be tested. We wanted to live with the hope. And we were looking at the face of Huntington's disease for 24 years.
Yeah.
And we just wanted to live with the hope that he wouldn't have it. But when our kids got engaged, he said, you know, I owe them to know my gene status because it will affect them.
Yeah.
And so we tested anonymously through UC Davis Center of Excellence, which is a HDSA clinic. It's a Huntington's disease clinic. We tested anonymously and paid for it ourselves. We did not want it in his chart.
Okay.
And so our kids now, since he's negative, he doesn't have the gene that could be passed on. So they don't live at risk.
Wow.
They don't have any risk of having this disease and passing it on to their children.
But the awareness needs to come out about Huntington's disease. Yes. And what kind of research is being done on it?
Well, there's actually a lot of research. There is about 10 pharmaceutical companies that are doing clinical trials on what they call, one of them is called the gene silencing, where it's being done at UCSF, actually. Mm-hmm. They're doing a clinical trial called AMT-130, and it's when they inject a drug into their brain. I know it sounds terrible, but it could stop the progression of the disease.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. And then the Huntington's Disease Society of America, what do they do?
Well, like I said, there's 55 chapters and affiliates across the United States, and we all have Team Hope Walks. We have one in San Francisco, and we have one in San Jose. And they, you know, they support us. We have we have one person in the Bay Area that looks over and works with about 10 chapters on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. And helps us with things. And really, you know, HDSA, we fundraise for research and to have local resources for HD families, because with no cure, we want to help them have the highest quality to their life as possible.
Right.
Because they can't go take a pill and have it go away or have whatever. So that's our goal. Like, we have two HD clinics, like I said, in San Francisco, mm-hmm. at Stanford and UCSF. And then we have support groups that we fund in the Bay Area, three of them. And then we have research at HDSA. They have fellowships that they set up for young scientists and other research that they fund. So we all, you know, we all work together, and there we are 90% volunteer based, HDSA is, because we want as much money as we can to go to the mission.
That's great. That's wonderful.
They're very lean.
Do you also offer education or work together with physicians to make sure that they understand what this disease is about?
Yes. Like I said, we have two clinics, and it's a multidisciplinary team, mm-hmm. and it's a neurologist that specializes in movement disorders, which HD is one of them, and like Parkinson's, you know, also. And yes, on the San Francisco Bay Area affiliate, we have a committee that are all volunteers, and we have a project of reaching out to healthcare professionals. And HDSA actually has classes for professionals that they can take to get their CEU units, and that's on their website. So people can become educated, like a PT or a social worker or a doctor. They can take these classes that HDSA has online.
Okay.
Better understand, and then get their units that they have to, you know, fulfill to have their license.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, that's great, because it does seem that this is something that the education needs to be out there, especially because these symptoms could be misinterpreted as something else.
Oh, yeah. People are misdiagnosed. My husband's mother was misdiagnosed.
Really?
And and it happened. It even happens now, and that's why we need to increase our awareness. And you know, our affiliate, that's what we work on, mm-hmm. because we want people to make it to the center of excellence for HD and not go to their primary doctor, because there's been experiences where people go to their primary and say, you know, I think we have Huntington's in our family, and they'll do the test and they won't have any counseling or support or anything. Mm-hmm. And if they get, you know, if they get a positive result, I mean, it's just devastating.
Right.
And if they get to our clinics, you know, we've got social workers, we've got genetic counselors, you know, we have, interdisciplinary team to help them through that process.
That's
what we did. John and I did. Too.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm talking with Therese Kretcher-Marin. She is the chair for the HDSA San Francisco Bay Area affiliate, also an author. And you've come up with a great way to spread the word and also raise money. Tell us about it.
Yes. I live in Petaluma, and my daughter does too. And we decided, you know, we should have a like a trivia beer event virtually and ask, you know, there's such great beers here. Ask them for donations. And so I went to Hen House first. And they were they said, oh yeah, we'll give you 10 cases of beer. And we're like, yay. Then I went to Lagunitas, and they said yes to, and they are so generous. And then I went to Bear Republic, and they said, yeah, sure, if you can go to Cloverdale, you can pick up 10 cases of beer.
Wow.
So, yeah, so we've got, you know, 30 cases of beer. And people, what's unique about this is that people have to pick up the beer.
Okay.
We're focusing our outreach on Sonoma County.
Uh-huh.
Or anybody that wants to come pick up the beer, you know?
Right.
So they can register and come and pick up the beer on the Saturday before the event and even Sunday, the day of the event, the 25th of April. And they'll get four beers, you know, a combination.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever trivia team wins, they will get a case of beer of their choice.
Oh.
And to play, they need... We just asked them to donate $40
per person
to receive four beers.
Yes, okay.
Per person.
Okay.
And because we can't sell beer, I mean, we do have a license.
Right.
A license. We had to get the ABC license. So they can come pick it up, and you know, if they win, they can, you know, get a case of their choice. And I have to say, these three, you know, breweries were just so wonderful and so giving. And, you know, we love to promote them. I didn't get Bear Republic on my flyer because that just came in the other day.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's really awesome of them to do this, to support us. And we wanted to promote them. And I know my kids love, you know, the Hen House.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you kidding? All three of them are fantastic. Lagunitas makes just amazing beers, and they have for years and years. Hen House and Bear Republic, also fantastic Sonoma County breweries, and so generous as well. I've worked different events here in Sonoma County over the last 5-6 years, and they're always donors at different events. So it's fantastic to see them stepping up to help support the Huntington's Disease Society of America. So this virtual trivia night is happening on Sunday, April 25th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And where do you go to sign up to participate?
You want me to give the link?
Yeah. So it's the sanfrancisco.hdsa.org website?
Yes. Okay. /trivia night.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
so let me repeat that one more time. It's sanfrancisco.hdsa.org/trivia night.
Yes, and if you type in that whole thing, it's appearing in many, many Sonoma County newspapers and magazines, Bohemia, and you can find it just by typing that in.
Okay.
It'll pop up.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. And so for $40 per person, you get a selection of four beers, which is actually, I mean, that's pretty great right there. It's a good deal. But then in addition, you get to join the virtual trivia night. And will you get a link then to participate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You will get a link probably Sunday morning.
Okay.
You'll get a link or Saturday night. Yes.
Sounds good. And then how many people can participate on a team?
It's really unlimited.
Oh, okay. So you could have a whole brain trust if you wanted, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we trust people. It's virtual. We trust people not to be looking up the answers.
Right. You know? Exactly. No cheating. You know, you've got to be on your best behavior. I like it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe you've got, you know, your family or your pod, or maybe you've, you know, been hanging out with your neighbors, just a small group, and you could have a bunch of those people, maybe 4, 5, 6 people together, each of you paying the $40, getting those beers, having a great time, and then playing trivia. So can you give us a hint as to what kinds of trivia? Is there certain topics, or is it just sort of all over the board?
Yeah, I asked my daughter that because she's going to be running it with a friend.
Oh, okay.
Said, no, there's no categories.
Okay.
You know, there's no theme. You know, every question will be, you know, different category.
Well, that's good, because then you need to be maybe a little bit strategic about who's on your team, because I'm a competitive person. And so, you know, I know a little bit more about music, pop culture, that sort of thing. And then you might want to get somebody who's really good at history. I mean, just, you know, fill out your trivia pool to make sure you get a lot of good experts there.
And then people
will be picking up the beer. Will you give the location once people sign up as to where to get the beer?
Well, it's on our flyers.
It's
15 Cleveland Lane in Petaluma.
Okay. All right. And then those there'll be a pickup windows on Saturday, April 24th, the day before, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., or the day of 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it looks like it's going to be so much fun. And then the funds that you raise, does that go then to HDSA?
Well, that goes to fund our two HD clinics at Stanford and UCSF, and because it takes money to run clinics. And then the support groups, we have three a month, and we pay a facilitator that's usually a genetic counselor or a social worker. We have to pay them, you know, to be the facilitators. And then it does go to HDSA for research. And then we have many online resources. Like, we're having support groups now online. And we're having many, many more, actually. And once we get back to normal, we will continue to have online and then in person.
Oh, good.
But we've learned a lot through COVID,
that
when we have our two big walks in June and then one in October, you know, we're going to have a virtual walk with it along with the person, because sometimes it's very difficult for people with HD to travel because they have involuntary movement. They're weak. So to have that virtual aspect, people can walk on their driveway and participate.
Or in their backyard. I love it.
Right. And so we've learned that through COVID. Let's have that along with the in-person.
Too. And that also expands your reach, right? It could be people, when you have your walk coming up, people can participate who are in different states.
Yeah, right. That we did them all virtual last year, and we were successful. We raised quite a bit of money still, and, you know, we do what we can, and HDSA, all of our 55 chapters, you know, we worked hard, but we're hoping, we're hoping June we can do an in-person walk in San Jose.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be great. And then you've also, because this is such a fun idea, this trivia night, virtual trivia night, and you have such great support from Lagunitas, Hen House, and Bear Republic, are you planning another trivia night next month?
We are. May is HD Awareness Month, so we wanted to do a celebration, and so we decided to do a trivia again with local wines.
Oh, great.
Again, they would come and they would pick up their wine. They'd sign up and pick it up, and then they would win a case, whatever trivia group wins, they'd win a case of wine.
Wow, that is nice. Yeah. I love it. Okay, and do you have your wineries lined up for the May trivia night yet?
Well, we have St. Anne's right now.
Okay.
And then we're working with Hefner Winery in Healdsburg. They gave us a wonderful gift that we'll maybe raffle off.
Okay.
A gift box of their wonderful wine.
Uh-huh.
And then we've reached out to others. Too.
Great.
And,
we might actually have some winery people who are listening right now. If someone is interested in sponsoring and donating some wine for you, what's the best way for them to contact you?
If they type in the San Francisco Bay Area affiliate, I'm listed on there.
You're listed on that site? Okay, great. Yeah. So if you look up for the San Francisco affiliate for HDSA, you should find contact information there for Therese Kretcher-Marin. If you are with a winery and you'd like to participate and help sponsor these great trivia nights and sponsor the work that the HDSA does. That sounds really fun, actually. That's just, I love this idea. It's a way for us to get together virtually. We're still sort of in our quasi lockdown, so we can be safe, but really help out the efforts of HDSA. That's so great.
We compete, you know, against the big fundraising companies,
right.
You know, like cancer and Parkinson's. You know, they have Michael J. Fox.
Right.
And, you know, so we compete against them. So we really try and do unusual things,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, you got to be creative. I love it. But this sounds like so much fun. And with these great breweries, Lagunitas, Hen House, Bear Republic, these are all just amazing organizations who are so supportive of our community in all different aspects, and another fun way to enjoy their libations and have a lot of fun with the trivia night. Okay, cool. So I'm going to give the details one more time. The virtual trivia night is Sunday, April 25th. It's 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be online. You'll get the link to participate once you sign up. It's $40 per person, and you'll get four beers for that price. It is open to anyone who, I guess, is willing to drive to pick up those beers. That's where you need to do that, in Petaluma. And the address for signing up is sanfrancisco.hdsa.org/trivia night. Again, sanfrancisco.hdsa.org/trivia night. And you'll pick up your beers at 15 Cleveland Lane in Petaluma, either on Saturday or on Sunday during a window. And it's going to be just so much fun. The winner then of the trivia would get a case of beer of their choice, which is very, very nice. Well, this is great. I'm so glad that you've come up with something really fun and creative for people to enjoy.
Yeah, us too. And if you don't want to have beer, you can sign up and just play trivia for $20.
Oh, okay, great. That's another option.
Yeah. Okay.
All right,
some people don't drink beer, you know. And
yeah.
So if they just want to play, they can make a little contribution of $20.
That's
it
excellent. Yes, yeah, every bit helps. Very
every
cool. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
I just wanted to say that this is National Volunteer Recognition Week, and I just want to thank all the volunteers in the Bay Area that help us, you know, with our outreach. And we've just got, you know, a wonderful group of volunteers and very dedicated, and they're a pleasure to work with, and I love them to death.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it was really nice to talk with you again. Therese Kretcher-Marin, she is the chair of the HDSA San Francisco Bay Area affiliate, an author as well. And you can find out more information about HDSA by going to hdsa.org. And, of course, you can look up Therese's contact information through that website as well for the San Francisco affiliate. Thank you so much, and I'll talk with you again soon. And congratulations on coming up with this really fun event.
Oh, nice to talk with you, Michelle.
This is Sonoma County Focus.